Members of an Auckland business association say they're spending almost $200,000 a year to fight back against drunk and disorderly behaviour in the town centre. The Central Otahuhu businesses say there's been an increase in public disturbances and breaches of the liquor ban, and they're worried it could deter visitors to the vibrant town centre. Some business owners have even turned to hiring private security guards, Finn Blackwell reports.
Walk down Great South Road through the main centre of Otahuhu and you'll see bustling shops and busy streets bursting with the sights, sounds and smells of the Pacific and Asia. But behind the scenes, a network of 92 CCTV cameras, paid for by the Business Association, are keeping an eye out for public disturbances. Otahuhu Business Association Executive Officer Rochette Roger says they're seeing concerning scenes along the main strip.
The Otahuhu Town Centre and side streets, including public car parks, are covered under the Auckland Council 24-hour liquor ban. Sadly, we have seen quite a big increase in people breaching the liquor ban.
Ms. Rogers says some of the disturbances come from nearby boarding houses, where residents aren't allowed to drink, and so make their way into town to do so.
They don't have outdoor barbecue areas like we would have in our homes, and so the drinking and the partying, so to speak, is done elsewhere. It's normally done close by, and sadly for us it is merging into the town centre.
She says the safety concerns are putting pressure on local businesses, while the association forks out nearly $200,000 a year for security.
As it is, this little town centre is competing against mainstream malls. We're competing against Sylvia Park, Botany, Pakaranga, Onehunga, Dressmart. You know, we've got quite a few places that are enclosed, huge amounts of free parking, and so we struggle every day to get our little slice of the economic pie.
The disturbances are a daily occurrence, and Rochette Roger is worried it could deter visitors.
If you are a visitor to our town centre and you want to just have a nice time wandering around the shops and shopping, but you've got all of this going on, you're not going to want to come back. You're going to want to stick to the malls. You're going to want to stick to the places that you feel safe or that you feel your elderly or your children are safe.
Ms. Roger wants to see stricter enforcement of the liquor ban bylaws and to ensure that liquor stores are selling alcohol responsibly. Some shops in town are hiring their own security to keep watch outside of stores, like this man who goes by Ninja.
There's violence here every day in Ngāti people. The second place is Manarewa, Māngere and Otahuhu, the four main places. But this is the Bronx of New York. This is the main town of violence. Trust me, I know.
Also keeping the area safe is Luke Mialamu, head of Mialamu Security, who says there's more than just alcohol causing problems.
We're seeing a lot of antisocial behaviour in regards to not only alcohol, but drugs in our community. It is affecting our outlook, especially in our areas. We have schools in our areas, and our youth and children have to walk past us all the time. That's probably my concern.
Mr. Mialamu says a community approach is needed to stop disturbances happening in the first place.
I do believe it's a community approach, you know, saying us as not only a security company, but us as local rugby clubs, local boxing clubs, we're all pushing the vision of safe community so that our kids can all walk the street safe without bumping into a group of men drinking on the corner.
For people like Luke Mialamu, Ninja and Rochette Roger, it's clear what the number one priority should be for Otahuhu.
Security for us is huge. Our security guards make our shops feel safe. They make our customers feel safe. They make our community feel safe. It does come with a really big price tag for, you know, for this association, but we wouldn't have it any other way.